人係被診斷患上末期嘅癌症。
Some have found that their faith or their spouse has been unfaithful.
有啲被發現佢哋嘅配偶有外遇。
Some have lost their job and encountered severe financial problems.
有啲咧就冇咗份工，要面對嚴重嘅經濟問題。
So over the years, different people in our church have encountered storms in their lives.
所以咁多年嚟，我哋教会嘅会友要面对咗生命中唔同嘅风暴。
These storms have threatened to overwhelm them.
咁呢啲嘅风暴令到佢哋觉得被压倒。
They have threatened to drown them.
亦都令到佢哋觉得有被淹没嘅危机。
Have you experienced a storm in your life?
是你生命当中有没有面对风暴呢？
These are the times when God doesn't seem to make sense.
就在这些时候，神好像不是很合情理。
These are the times when your problems seem to be so big and your faith seems so small.
就在这些时候，你的问题好像是这么大，但你的信心好像是这么小。
These are the times when you felt like you were so afraid and swamped that you were going to drown.
在这些时候，你觉得会泥足深陷，恐怕会被到这些风暴所打败。
Well, the disciples certainly felt that way.
门徒就有咁个感觉噶。
And they went through a real physical storm.
佢哋遇咗一个真实嘅风暴。
But I believe that this physical storm can have application in our lives.
但系对于个真实嘅风暴嚟讲，对我哋生命当中亦都有应用。
The context for the passage that was just read was that Jesus had been doing a lot of teaching.
我哋头先所读到呢段经文发生之前，耶稣喺度教导门徒。
He'd preach what we would call the Sermon on the Mount.
就是登山部分。
In Mark chapter 4, it shows that Jesus was teaching the people through parables.
是马可福音第四章记载耶稣用比喻去教导门徒。
Now sermons can be good.
没错，讲道可以是很好。
You know, our pastors, we have to do a lot of preaching.
作为牧师是需要常讲道。
But there are times when sermons are not that effective.
但有时讲道可能个效果不是那么好。
That life experience is more important.
而生命的经历有时是更加重要。
My parents are from Toisan.
我父母来自台山。
They're not highly educated.
他们没有受过高等的教育。
But my parents, as my brothers and I were growing up, my parents said that education is very, very important.
但我和我兄弟长大的时候，父母跟我们说，教育是非常之重要。
And so we studied hard and studied different subjects like algebra and biology.
我们就很要很勤力的读书，学习代数啊、生物这样。
And sometimes my parents would get a letter in the mail.
有时我父母会收到封信。
And they couldn't understand it.
他们不懂看。
And guess who they asked?
他们会问谁呢?
They asked me.
问我。
To explain to them what it meant.
解释给他们听封信说什么。
And sometimes I got kind of a bad attitude.
有时我的态度不是那么好。
I felt I was superior to my parents.
我觉得跟我父母比较来说，我很了不起。
But my parents reminded me.
但我父母就提醒了我。
They said, it doesn't matter how many degrees that you have.
你有多少个学位其实不是那么重要。
If you don't know how to deal with life.
如果你是不懂得怎样处理你生命中的风暴。
Academic knowledge is not the same as life experience.
学术上的知识并不是一些智慧和人生的经历。
And I believe that's the case in this passage.
就是正是今天这段经文所讲的。
Now, what happened in this passage occurred on the Lake of Galilee.
发生的地点就是加利利海。
And because of its unique geography and physical features, this area was very susceptible to storms.
因为那里的地理特质缘故，所以那里时常会打大风。
But this storm certainly did not come by chance.
但这个风暴不是偶然而来。
Jesus orchestrated this storm to come when they were out in the middle of this lake.
是耶稣特意编排这个风暴来临到这个的加利利海。
And when the storm came, Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
風暴來的時候，耶穌在船上睡覺。
He was sleeping in the rear of the boat on a cushion.
經文說耶穌在船尾上枕著枕頭睡覺。
And Jesus, perhaps after all this preaching and teaching, was physically exhausted.
耶穌就可能講得太多，所以體力上遇到透支。
And so Jesus wanted to teach them some lessons that are not found in his sermons.
耶穌就想藉住個風暴教導啲門徒關於喺佢嘅講道之外一啲嘅功課。
And I believe that there are four principles that Jesus wanted to teach his disciples about going through storms.
我相信耶穌希望透過呢個風暴教導門徒關於四個嘅原則。
First, storms will come.
第一，風暴係會接踵而嚟。
And let me share some ideas about that.
我想同大家分享關於呢一點。
First, stormsIn life are inevitable.
生命当中，风暴是不能够避免。
We live in a fallen world.
我们住在一个堕落的世界。
And so storms will happen.
所以风暴会发生。
They are a part of life.
它们就是生命当中的一部分。
Now there are some false teachers who teach the Bible incorrectly.
一啲嘅傳道者對聖經會有啲錯誤嘅理解。
They teach that if you are a Christian, God, you are must be God's child.
佢話如果你係基督徒嘅話，你係神嘅兒子。
Now certainly that's true.
就當然呢個係冇錯嘅。
But then they go on to say that, oh, but if you're God's child, your heavenly Father will protect you from all kinds of problems.
但係身為神嘅兒女，佢就話神會被帮你遮风挡雨。
In other words, if you are a Christian, bad things won't happen to you.
換句話說，如果你基督徒的話，壞的事不會在你身上發生。
But that goes against what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33.
但在約翰福音16章33節所講的就跟這些講道者所講的是有相反的意思。
Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation.
耶穌說在世上你們有苦難。
Now there's another variation of this false teaching.
對於這個概念有另一個版本。
And that is, well, yes, maybe you have to be an obedient Christian for God to exempt you from the storms of life.
可能你是要做一個信服的基督徒，這樣你就會風平浪靜。
That is, if you are a Christian that obeys the Ten Commandments.
就是說如果你是一個基督徒，你守十戒。
If you are a Christian that reads the Bible every day and prays every day.
你每日讀經，每日祈禱。
If you're a Christian that goes to church every week.
每個星期回教會。
Then God will bless you.
神就会祝福你了。
God will give you a problem-free life.
神就会让你过一个风平浪静的人生。
Now, certainly there are storms and problems that come as a result of our sin or disobedience.
当然，亦都有风暴是因为我们的罪和悖逆而来临。
We know in the Old Testament story of Jonah.
我们都知道旧约里面约拿的故事。
That God sent a storm to bring Jonah back from his disobedience.
神就用个风暴让约拿从一个悖逆嘅境况当中回转。
But not all storms are a result of sin or disobedience.
但不是每一个风暴都因为我们的罪和悖逆而引起。
Please notice that in this particular case, this storm was the result of obedience.
据今日经文所描述的，这个风暴是因为门徒信服而起。
In verse 35,
第35節
It says, On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, the disciples, Let us go across to the other side.
經文說，當那天晚上，耶穌對門徒說，我們渡過那邊去吧。
So the disciples did what Jesus wanted.
班門徒是有遵行耶穌要他們做的事。
And yet they encountered a severe storm.
但是他們依然 佢要面对一个嘅风暴。
Another aspect is storms are unpredictable.
另一点，另一个嘅原则就系风暴系不可预测嘅。
As you notice, this storm came unexpectedly.
大家都知道呢个风暴突如其来。
In our lives, storms can come unexpectedly as well.
而喺我哋生命当中，呢啲风暴亦都系出乎意料嘅。
They're not necessarily gradual.
佢哋唔会循序渐进咁发生。
It can come without warning.
嚟嘅时候系毫无。
Another aspect is that storms can be severe.
另一个原则就是这些风暴可以非常的严重。
Another myth that false teachers have is that Christians only have easy storms.
有些假教师会传讲一个的迷思，就是基督徒只是会遇到小风浪。
They say that Christians, maybe they can expect a rainy day.
作为基督徒，你要预期会面到一啲嘅风雨。
But they will not experience hurricanes and tornadoes.
但系你唔会遇到一啲嘅台风或者系龙卷风。
That is to say, well, maybe you could get a parking ticket, maybe.
或者你会违例泊车会收到张牛肉干。
But you would not lose a child to cancer.
但系你唔会因为癌症嘅缘故丧失儿女。
But look at the severity of the storm in this passage.
经文里面我们看到这个风暴的严重性。
You know that several of the disciples were experienced fishermen.
当中里面有几位门徒是很有经验的渔夫。
They had experienced severe storms before.
他们曾经都遇过很大的风浪。
But this one threatened to kill them.
但是这里说他们是担心他们会丧命。
Verse 38, it said the disciple says, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
经文说，夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？
And so the disciples were in trouble.
啲门徒遇到困难。
And God does not seem to care.
但神似乎唔系好顾念佢哋。
There is no answer to our prayers.
有时我哋祷告唔得到应允。
He seems indifferent.
有时神觉得漠不关心。
We cry out and there's no answer.
我哋向佢呼求，但系听唔到任何嘅回应。
God seems to be asleep.
神好似瞓着咗咁。
But that brings us to the second principle from this passage.
跟住我可以睇到下一个嘅原则。
And that principle is that Jesus cares for us and is with us.
神是与我们同在，祂是顾念我们。
Remember, Jesus is right there in the boat with the disciples.
大家留意，耶稣是同门徒在一起。
Yes, he was asleep in the boat.
没错，那个时候耶稣是睡着觉。
But his presence there should have been enough.
但耶稣的同在应该就已经足够。
Listen to what Jesus has promised to us.
我们留心听下神是曾经应许一些什么事情。
In Matthew 28 verse 20 at the end of the Great Commission.
在马太福音28章第20节在大使命的末端。
Jesus promised, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣应许这样说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In Hebrews 13 verse 5, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
在希伯来书13章第5节这样说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Now you may say, well, yes, I understand these promises.
或者你会说，是，我明白这些不同的应许。
But I need a sign.
但需要一些印记。
Well, the only sign that we have is the sign of the cross.
我们唯一有的印记就是十字架。
The cross stands as a stark reminder of God's love for us.
十字架就是历代神大爱对我们最清晰的一个提醒。
We observe Holy Communion every month.
每个月我们会守圣餐。
It is not just some empty ritual that we do.
这个不是单单是一个空泛的仪式。
It should be a reminder of us of how much God loves us.
应该是一个对我们神大爱的一个提醒。
The third principle from this passage is that Jesus is all powerful.
第三个的原则话到俾我哋听，耶稣系全能嘅。
Now visualize the scene in this passage.
大家不妨想象一下。
The winds are blowing and howling.
当时有狂风。
The winds are, the waves are going over the side of the boat.
当时有巨浪。
And it looks like this boat was going to go under.
似乎船即将要沉。
All of a sudden, Jesus speaks.
突然间，耶稣咁讲。
He says, "Peace, be still."
佢话福止了吧，静了吧。
And all of a sudden, there is this dead calm.
突然间就会一片死寂。
There's no more noise.
冇任何嘅声响。
The waves are just calm.
風浪就平靜了。
In fact, the lake was perhaps like almost like a mirror. It was so calm.
平靜到可能湖水好似一片明鏡一樣。
Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves like they were his children.
耶穌對風浪講說話就好似同佢仔女講話一樣。
Well, maybe that's not a good example.
可能未必是一个好的例子。
Because we know that sometimes children can be very disobedient.
因为作为子女有时是会背逆。
Maybe Jesus was like speaking to an obedient dog.
又或者耶稣好像对一个非常之忠心信服的一只狗一样。
But we do can see Jesus' power.
但是无论如何，我们看到耶稣的能力。
He is able to control the weather.
他能够控制天气。
Now we haven't had a big storm in the Boston area for a long time.
在波士顿，我们已经有一段长的时间未打过一场大的风暴。
But we've certainly read about or seen these tornadoes or hurricanes that happen in other parts of the world or the country.
但我们在新闻报道会读到在我们国家其他的地区，甚至到世界不同的地方，他们会有台风和龙卷风。
And storms can be so very powerful.
而这些风浪可以带来一些很大的能力。
But Jesus can control them.
但耶稣可以控制天气。
And it shows that Jesus can control the storms in our life.
耶稣亦都可以控制我们生命当中的风暴。
He can control whatever disease that you may have.
你患到任何的疾病，耶稣可以掌管。
Jesus can control the circumstances in our lives.
耶稣亦都可以控制我们生命当中不同事情的境况。
He can control the people in our lives.
耶稣亦都可以控制我们生命当中的不同的人物。
Jesus can control the kings and the presidents.
他要控制这些君王，这些总统。
He can control your boss.
管理你的老板。
He made everything.
神创造一切。
And so he's in charge of everything.
神掌管万有。
And so these disciples needed to realize that Jesus is all powerful.
所以这些门徒要明白耶稣是有能力的。
But as we read this passage, it says that certainly they were afraid because of the storm.
但是经文告诉我们，这些门徒是非常之惧怕。
But in verse 41, it says, literally, they feared with great fear.
在41节，惧怕这个字的意思就是非常的战惊。
And this was after Jesus stopped the storm.
这个是耶稣停止风浪之后发生的事。
And so what were they afraid of?
他们其实是怕什么呢?
They were afraid of Jesus.
他们是怕耶稣。
Because they finally realized that Jesus was not a person sent from God.
他们终于发现到耶稣不单只是被神所差派来的。
He was God himself.
耶稣就是神自己。
And the realization that sitting right there in front of them in the boat was the creator and Lord of this universe.
他突然发现同他们同在船上面的就是这位的创造主。
And so that's why they were terrified.
所以他们就大大的战惊。
Now back in verse 40, Jesus said to the disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
第四十节，耶稣问他们，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
So Jesus rebuked them for their faith.
所以耶稣因为他们的信心而斥责他们。
He said that they were lacking in their faith.
耶稣说他们缺乏信心。
And so Jesus, this brings us to the fourth principle.
而我们看到第四个原则。
That we need to grow in faith.
我们自己也需要信心增长。
You see, fear is the result of a lack of faith.
我们恐惧的原因就是因为我们信心不够。
It is a failure to believe two simple thoughts.
意思就是我们是无法相信以下两点。
Two truths.
无法相信以下两个的真理。
Number one, that God is good.
首先，神是美善的。
That He loves us.
神爱我们。
And the second is that God is in control.
第二点就是神掌管一切。
That He is all powerful.
神是满有能力。
And this is two very basic truths.
这两个是两个基本的真理。
It's so basic that we even teach these truths to preschool children.
基本到我们会将这些真理去教我们一些学前的儿童。
We teach them that God loves them.
教到他们神是爱他们的。
We teach them that God created the world and is over control over the world.
我们教到他们神是创造这个世界，神掌管万有。
And yet, some of us who have been Christians for many years forget these two truths.
但是我们有时作为基督徒做了很多年，我们就忘记了这两个的真理。
Jesus is saying to his disciples, I have given you enough evidence of who I am.
神说我已经有充足关于我爱能力的证据。
I have expressed to you my love.
我已经同你彰显咗我嘅爱。
I have shown to you my power.
我亦都喺你面前证明咗我嘅能力。
Whether it be healing the sick,
由医治患病嘅。
Whether it be casting out demons,
赶鬼嘅。
Or calming the storm,
甚至平静风浪。
So where is your faith?
你嘅信心喺边度咧？
Jesus had taught them in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣喺山上边同佢哋有教训。
Jesus said to his followers, "You are more valuable to me than flowers and birds."
喺登山宝训里边就话到耶稣，你哋比花同埋飞鸟系贵重得多。
God cares for them.
神尚且养活佢哋。
And how much more will He care for you?
何况你哋咧？
And so, what should the disciples have done if they really had faith?
如果门徒真系有信心嘅话，佢哋会点做咧？
They would have believed that God, Jesus was in control and that He cared for them.
佢哋就会相信神系掌管一切，神系顾念佢哋。
They would not need to awaken Jesus.
佢哋就唔需要叫醒耶稣。
They would have known that the boat would not sink with Jesus in it.
有耶稣喺度，神。隻船是不會沉。
They would have waited for Jesus to act.
他會等候耶穌去作工。
The lesson that the disciples learned was that Jesus allows people whom He loves to go through storms.
所以啲門徒學到嘅功課就係耶穌會讓佢所喜悅嘅人去面對風浪。
There's no need to panic.
我哋唔需要膽怯。
Because having Jesus is enough.
因為有耶穌基督就足夠。
God's purpose is not to shield you from the storms.
神嘅目的唔係幫你阻擋所有嘅風浪。
But is to use the storms to shape you to be more like His Son.
而係使用呢啲嘅風浪去塑造你像基督一樣。
James expresses the same ideas in James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4.
雅各書一章二至四節咁話。
Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
你们乐在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们完全完备，毫无缺欠。
Jesus wanted his followers to learn a lesson.
耶稣想他的跟从者学到一个的功课。
It is the same lesson he wants to teach us.
耶稣都希望我们学到同样的功课。
And that lesson is learned better through experience than just hearing a sermon.
这个功课就是我们不单只要听到，我们都要透过我们的经历去学习。
And that lesson is that Jesus can be trusted in the storms of life.
这个功课就是我们风浪当中，我们可以信靠耶稣。
That Jesus sends storms into our lives to build up our faith.
而耶稣就会 差派一些的风浪到我们生命中，以使我们的信心能够增强。
So that we will continue to believe that God loves us and that He is all powerful.
以使到我们是依然的信靠耶稣，神是爱我们的，神是掌管一切。
I believe that disciples finally did learn those lessons.
我相信这班的门徒最终是明白到这个的功课。
Because most of them were martyred for their faith in spreading the gospel.
因为之后他们大部分是为了宣教而殉道。
And they certainly, in being martyred for their faith, went through storms in their lives.
而在殉道之前，他们一定经历过很多不同的风浪。
Yet their faith remained firm.
但他们的信心是依旧。
And when we go through, when we respond to the storms of life and faith, we see God's power more visibly.
当我们能够在生命当中的风浪能够用信心去回应的话，我们就会更清楚见到神的大能。
When we respond to the storms of life with faith, we sense His presence most intensely.
我们用信心去回应我们生命中的风暴的时候，我们会更深刻感到神的同在。
I want to concludethis message on storms by using a real life example.
我希望用一个真实生命的例子去结束我今日的讲道。
This real life example is actually